Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I asked Dave Ray to join me this morning from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Doing great, buddy. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I loved the event they held this week down there, just so reporters would have to drive to the southern border and see this big, beautiful Trump wall.
You know, it's night and day. I've seen it with my own eyes. There's 375 miles of new wall that has been constructed thus far, with the goal of between 400 and 450 miles by the end of this year. It's effective. It is forcing people away from crowded urban areas out into the open deserts and open areas where they can be more easily apprehended by the Border Patrol. I've been to the southern border before COVID. We were there, I think, three times last year. You can't find a Border Patrol agent who isn't giving double thumbs up on the wall. It's good for their security because it makes it more difficult for people to scale in or to, you know, to throw rocks through or over the wall. It is cutting down on narcotic trafficking. It is increasing the security of the homeland. Nancy Pelosi isn't too crazy about walls. She called it outdated, except for, of course, the wall that surrounds her Napa Valley mansion. That wall is fine, but the wall on the border is outdated.
Well, I'd say this is another way you could describe it. The border wall helps stop gang members, murderers, sexual predators, and drugs from entering the United States. In fact, walls work. So Mark Morgan, that was his tweet about what's going on in the southern border, and Twitter suspended him for daring to have an opinion, called it hateful conduct, that he tweeted that about the wall. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the chief of Customs and Border Protection cannot talk about a public policy issue that is that'll have the backing and testimonials of angel families and so on who've lost their kids to illegal immigrants.
Right.
You know, it's an effective tool. FAIR had first suggested putting walls on this and parts of the southern border going back to 1988. And since then, pieces of wall have been built, but never like what we've seen under Donald Trump. He made this promise. He's keeping it. This wall, along with some of the agreements that he's made with our neighbors to the south, the Mexicans and the Central American countries have all but stopped catch and release. It has reformed asylum abuse, where people through the migrant protection protocols are having to wait in Mexico for their asylum hearings in the U.S. The reason why immigration has hardly been in the news this year is partially because of those agreements and the effectiveness of the wall. Not an issue right now.
Before I run out of time here, Dave, maybe just highlight for me very quickly what's the difference? How effective have these efforts been by the president compared to what we were seeing 2 years ago on the southern border?
Well, I mean, you know, the wall that did exist was just in sparse areas and just abruptly ended so people could just walk around it. Now it is 450 miles of wall that is almost impossible to scale. You can see through it. It's slated in most areas. So the Border Patrol can see if there are people on the other side waiting to come in. It has proven to be incredibly effective. And the numbers of apprehensions, think about it this way. May of 2019, we had 144,000 people apprehended coming into the United States. May of 2020, the numbers were down in the 20,000s. Wow. I mean, that's a testimony to the effectiveness of the wall and the effectiveness of the other Trump administration programs, all of which are going to be mothballed by President Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I appreciate you putting it all in context for me. FairUS.org is the website. Dave Ray, thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.